This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Feel this talent. Cocked, locked. Here we go. And Dial said correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. John Harmon's engineering the broadcast today from Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And we're looking forward to broadcasting with Gwyneth Isaacs from Australia. Gwyneth, are you with us? Okay. Well, it looks like Gwyneth is delayed. And so now I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I've been doing on the farm. And you may want to use some of the techniques that we use here. So I want to tell you about oil changes, and it's really simple. I met this young lady at the farm supply place in Marshfield, Missouri, and she was in the parking lot, and she had a Mercedes. And I said to her, "Is that a ML?" And that's the model of the Mercedes, ML350. And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "How do you like it?" And she said, "Well, I really do. I had one just like it, an older model, and it had 200,000 miles on it. And I decided that I would trade into to a new model, a newer one. And so what do you think?" And she said, "Well, I like it, but I don't like the dealership. I don't like the dealership because it's about $200 every time I get my oil changed." Let's add that to $200 for an oil change for a Mercedes. I mean, it's not much special about changing the oil on a Mercedes. We have several of them here. Ours are older. Our newest one is a 2000 model, so it's 16 years old. And it's got almost 200,000 miles on it. I bought it used, paid a few thousand dollars for it, a few thousand. I paid about what the original owner paid in taxes for the car. And you can do that. You can buy a 10 to 15 year old Mercedes for about what the original owner paid in taxes. So I explained to her that she did not have to go to the dealership to have her oil changed. And let me bring in another story. One of our instructors has a German car. And he brings his into, not to the dealership, but to a guy who is part of a breakfast club. And there are a whole bunch of professionals in the village that have breakfast meetings once a week. And so they come from all walks of life. And one of the guys owns a shop that has a lot of bays. And in those bays, they service vehicles. And he was telling me that he has his oil changed there. And I looked at his car under his hood, and I saw all kinds of things that I didn't like. I found that the air cleaner box was not fastened properly. I found the headlights were loose, and one of them was aiming down. I said, "These guys work on your car. They're not paying attention." And so he came over to our farm with his vehicle, and I trained him on how to change the oil, and we replaced an axle bearing, and he realized that, you know what, he could do all these things himself. All he needed was a little encouragement and someone to help him get started. And we all need someone to help us get started. So we changed his oil, and We replaced an axle bearing, something that's pretty difficult for the average startup mechanic, the average shade tree mechanic to work on for the very first time. And we got it accomplished. Next thing I know, he's doing more and more of his own work, including plumbing. So I feel delighted about that. Now, getting back to the Mercedes, here's how I changed the oil on our trucks, our tractors, and it'll just take about 2 minutes for me to explain this to you. I only change the oil when it's hot, meaning the oil is hot, the engine's hot. And that's exactly what is not recommended for you to do. If you watch some of the YouTube videos, they'll say, wait till it cools so you don't burn yourself. Well, you don't want to burn yourself, that's for sure. And I wear gloves, these disposable gloves. I have everything ready, so if I'm coming back from a half-hour or one-hour trip or more, the engine oil's hot, all of the contaminants are in suspension in the oil, I've got everything ready, and the minute I pull into the pad by the farmhouse, I've got all my tools ready, get under the vehicle, drain, pull the drain plug, and let it drain. Now, if you'll find that if you pull the dipstick out a little bit, air can get back into the engine, and it will drain faster. Then immediately you take out the oil filter and you let that drain from the oil filter mounting housing. And I let it drain overnight. I try to get every drop of oil out. I have the car level so that there's no trapped oil in any of the oil galleries. Then when I replace the drain plug, you know, I make sure that I clean off the threads. I make sure that the mounting surfaces are absolutely clean. And I check the washer or the gasket that's on the drain plug. I make sure it's good. If it's not good, I'll replace it. If I have to, and I don't think it's going to seal properly, I will use a very, very small amount of silicone adhesive. And it's kind of like gasket adhesive. And I'll use something like a paperclip end, a very small amount, because you don't want adhesive running around in your engine plugging up oil passages. And then when I put the oil filter in, I fill up the oil filter. So if the oil filter screws upward, I will fill up the oil filter 90% full with fresh oil. Of course, I will lubricate the oil filter gasket when I screw it in and I make contact with it, and then I turn it 3/4 of a turn more. Not more than that. If you turn it more than that, you'll have a tough time getting the oil filter off. And I refill the engine and start it up after it's refilled, and I check for leaks. That's how I do an oil change. And what you'll find out is if you do it the way that I do it, you'll find that you'll get about a cup more of dirty oil out of your engine than you will should you bring it to a quick change lube place, because they are not going to leave your car on the lift dripping, dripping, dripping all night. They're not going to do that. They can't. They've got other customers. And if you bring it to your dealership, or as some people call the Mercedes dealerships, stealerships with an S, you'll find that your car is going to be in the parking lot. So your engine was hot when it got there. The contaminants were in suspension in the oil. And then sometime later on, after your engine's cooled off, somebody will drive that vehicle in, put it up on the lift. Your engine will have run for about a minute. Your engine is up in the air with your car. Your engine oil is drained, but it was not hot, and the contaminants are not in suspension. And then when they think it's drained sufficiently, which might be when it's still dripping, put the drain plug back in, refill it with oil, and put a dry oil filter on your engine. And what happens when you do that is when they start up that engine, the oil gallery takes about 5 to 10 seconds to fill up. Typically, you'll do about 10,000 miles worth of wear on your engine while your engine is running without oil pressure. So that's why, that explains why I do it the way I do it. It takes a lot longer, but it's a lot better. And typically, you should get, 300,000 miles out of an engine easily if you do it that way and you use top quality oil. And what do we use in our gasoline-powered vehicles? Full synthetic oil. Which one do we like the best? Mobil 1. And if you have a European vehicle, 0W40 is what we have found to be the best. It's got the best additive package for us. In our diesel tractors, we use 15W40 conventional motor oil. 15W40, same process. And we have a Deutsch tractor, changed the oil in it yesterday, and it drained for hours and hours and hours until every drop stopped coming out of it. We started when it was hot, the engine was hot, the contaminants were in suspension. I filled up the oil filter just the same way I do with a gasoline engine, and it works great. And always check for leaks when you're done. So that is my update on how Vinny changes his oil here at the farm. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello there, Vinny.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's good to hear your voice. We've had a bit of a tie-up with the GCN phone network, that's all. I was actually here.
Well, I'll tell you what. You have a real treat today. I'll tell you what it is. This broadcast is being engineered by John Harmon. And John Harmon, let me tell you a little bit about who he is. He's the gentleman who called me up and said, "Hey, Vinny, you know, we'd like to have you come on the air, GCN." He's the gentleman who, I think it was on a Thursday or Friday, I believe it was a Friday, and I got a call from John Harmon. I was doing 1 hour a week, and he called me and said, "Hey, great news, great news. We got you down for 2 hours." And I said, "Great, when's that?" Monday. So with
make sure
almost,
you're ready, huh?
Yeah. So with almost no warning, John Harmon promoted USA Prepares to 2 hours. And let me give you one more little tidbit. So if you're wondering who engineers the Alex Jones broadcast, it's John Harmon. So that's the gentleman. He's the gentleman who's engineering our broadcast today. So there you have it. Class, just a little bit of
wonderful backstory.
So, yeah, Gwyneth, you are in Australia, and you and I chat off the air. You give me a call, you know, pretty often, and we talk about things that are upsetting. To anyone who is freedom loving. The last time we chatted, you talked about school. You talked about young people. You talked about people who are under the age of 18, under parent supervision, who are being controlled by the school system. Is that what you'd like to talk about today?
That's what I'd love to talk about,
Okay.
And I think we're heading into a break.
We are. We are, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes. And Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. You're going to be disturbed by what you hear next. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433. 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And, Gwyneth, tell us about school and those children who are under 18 years of age and what the system is doing to them in Australia, please.
Okay. Apparently, my son's school, which is in a little country town of about 900 people in Victoria, Australia, is going to be partaking in a new pilot program next year. And the intention is to roll this out into all Victorian schools. And that is to have a school doctor and for the students to be able to attend this school doctor without the parents' knowledge or consent. I think I talked about this the last time I was on air, but I just need to point this out, that this is a liability hole that you could drive freight train through. Okay, for the school. And my response to that was basically that I wrote to the school, to the teacher, to the principals, to my son's teachers, and I explained politely that if anything went wrong, I think I outlined one scenario, which was like school hires pedophile. What about school hires a philanderer who likes slightly older teenage girls and keeps on referring them for abortions? That if I had a teenage daughter, that is something I would definitely have a problem with. You know, it's just ridiculous that we have to even consider this. And what it is, your other guest, Lark, was quite right. It's Fabian socialism. Because I'll tell you how you know you're dealing with a Fabian socialist. It's like you'll feel like a python is being wrapped around you. And after I got out of that interview the other day with those teachers, I did not have a good feeling on the inside of me. Now, I work as a professional psychic, so I have learnt to pay attention to my feelings because usually they're correct. And I felt as if I had this python wrapped around me, and I only figured out afterwards that this is Fabian socialism, okay, which means little by little, piece by piece, you wrap one coil around, and then you wrap another coil around, and then you squeeze it a bit tight, and you see if anyone notices, okay? This is not something that any of us should ever have to contemplate in any universe, is having school doctors treating our children without knowledge or consent. Okay? There is just so much that can go wrong. Like, vaccinations is the obvious thing that I think that they want to get the school doctor in there for. Okay? But like I said, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but my son's first cousins, they're autistic, both of them. Male first cousins are autistic and will be living in institutions for the rest of their life because one of their cousins is the most severely autistic soul in the state. And he has no furniture in his psychiatric cell because if he has furniture in his psychiatric cell, he will break it and he will find wonderful things to do with all the little bits of furniture. And so he lives in a bare cell. It's not because everybody hates him. It's just that he destroys his furniture.
And was he fine? Was he fine before the vaccines?
Yeah. When he was about two, he would be jumping from one step to the other going, 1, 2, 3, 4. And that was one day. And then the following day, he slipped into his autistic state after his routine vaccination. And he's been like that ever since.
His life was stolen from him. Gwyneth Isaacson, I'll be right back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using that computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Cheetah, you've got your take. When you go to the feed, for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us. Hey, Gwyneth, I have a quick question for you. You know, once a year, Medicare requires that my mom, who's in her 90s, has a visit with a nurse practitioner. And so when we go to the doctor's office with anyone in our family, whether it be our children, Mrs. Finelli, me, my mom, anybody in the family, the rest of the family goes too. So there's at least three of us in the examination room. And
yeah.
when my mom goes, because she is on Medicare, a government insurance for health, she's asked every year, so, Mrs. Finelli, do you ever feel like hurting yourself? Mrs. Finelli, do you ever feel like hurting someone else? Mrs. Finelli, are you well taken care of? Do these people where you live, and my mom lives in our house. We all live in the same house. Okay? Do they take care of you? Are you neglected? Do you get enough food? I mean, they don't say, do you get beaten daily? They don't say, is this happen in Australia?
No, man. And this is from the worst parent on the face of God's earth. Because, you know something, the Department of Families, okay, because ultimately you can smell these people a mile off. That's what they call your local friendly neighborhoods, child snatchers around here, okay, from the government is the Department of Families. You can tell that they are behind this. It doesn't pay, and that's another thing I wrote in the letter. And I said, you have to be aware that the Department of Families have liabilities claims basically active against them from me, that if they ever contact me again, that they will get a damages claim filed against them for $10,000 per contact. Because these people almost killed my little boy when he was a baby. My little boy is now over 6 foot tall. That's my older child. He spent 2 weeks in a special care nursery because of their care when he was a baby, when he was a new baby.
What did they do, Gwyneth?
They started tormenting us when I was 3 months pregnant with my older child. I was at that time a stepmother to my husband's other children, and they were a pretty wild bunch, and truth be told, they're still a pretty wild bunch, but they live elsewhere these days. They live a very long way from here. But you know what? They played hooky from school one day and went down to the local shopping centre and stole Coca-Cola and lollies. And that was the justification at that time for the families department getting involved. Because they went in and played hooky and played and, you know, stole Coca-Cola and lollies from the shops. And that made me
Coca-Cola. When you say stole Coca-Cola, are you talking about one bottle, one six-pack, one case, one truck?
Yeah, basically they ran into the shops and just grabbed Coke and lollies from the shops. And this was...
And when you say lollies, you're talking about lollipops?
Lollipops and Coca-Cola.
Lollipop? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, bags of lollies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mild.
That's the kind of thing. It's not acceptable, but it's the kind of thing where if I were the shop owner, I would have
contacted their butts and sent
them home. Parents. Yeah, I would have said to their parents, I just want to let you know what's going on. And by the way, here's the cost of what happened. So it'd be very nice of you to reimburse me as
a store
owner.
We would have been tremendously apologetic, and we would have coughed up and paid the shop owner for the Coca-Cola and the lollies.
Of course.
The shop owner called the police and the family's department was involved. I was 3 months pregnant at that time with my older son, and they harassed me so much that by the time I was 6 months pregnant, my placenta had stopped working properly. And by the time I was about 8 months pregnant, the placenta was not firing on all cylinders. And because of that, he was born 4 pounds, 15 ounces. And if you stress a pregnant woman to that degree, she a lot of the time does end up losing the baby. Because they just harassed us and harassed us and harassed us, and then they harassed us some more. They said, we can show up any time during the day or night, and you better have things in order, yada, 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 yada. And, I mean, we were living in a fairly run-down area, okay, in a poor area. But we were doing the best for these kids. We really, really were. And, they're all grown up now, the older children, my stepchildren. And, you know, they've got trades and they, you know, like I said, they're still a pretty wild bunch, but they've got trades. They look after themselves. They've got families that they look after and they're basically doing all right, you know. And they live, as we call them here, in Bougainville. Bougain is an Aussie term. It means redneck. Okay, So you say Bougainville, that means the redneck area of town. It's not a place in Papua New Guinea. It's where all the but you know something, rednecks have a lot of admirable traits. Usually they can get an engine started.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We have that term here in the States. And a bunch of guys will call themselves rednecks, and they make do. They make, as you said, they can get engines started. They'll put things together, and they'll find a way to make something that most people couldn't make work. They'll make it work. I wanted to share something with you, Gwyneth. During the first part of your discussion today, I was reminded of our daughter. She started attending the university at age 14. She was probably the youngest person to attend the university at that time. And she studied, one of her first classes was in Spanish. For some reason, she decided she wanted to learn Spanish. And she really loved her Spanish teacher. The Spanish teacher was a female who spoke Spanish fluently. She wasn't a Spanish teacher who was an American who learned Spanish and started teaching Spanish. This was someone who came from a country who spoke fluent Spanish. And so our daughter really loved this teacher. It was just a great relationship, and she admired this teacher. And the point I'm trying to make is our daughter wanted to pursue studies in Spanish, with Spanish being her major, because she was influenced so much positively by her Spanish teacher. She was influenced more positively by this teacher than all the other teachers she had. And she wanted to pursue Spanish as a result. Now, if that's the case with our daughter, I don't think our daughter is an isolated instance or an isolated case. I have a feeling that young people are influenced by people who are older, who are their teachers, whom they like. And that brings to mind this doctor situation that you're talking about. So if the doctor appears to be pleasant and nice and caring and concerning and empathetic, I would think that young people might put trust and faith in that doctor, which is guidance counselors and others that are who are hired by the educational systems, wherever they may be hired. I think that parents need to make sure that they are monitoring exactly what's going on with these people. And that's why I told the story about our daughter.
Yeah, because you know something? You know, and I know, that grown-ups can seem nice on the surface, but they can be all sympathetic and all the rest of it. And yet they can turn around and figuratively stab you in the back and go and destroy your whole family. You know that. I know that.
I was in the truck with our son, and a few days ago, and we were talking about college, and he has finished 4 years of college. And he was telling me about one of his teachers who he had a head-on collision with. And I've had head-on collisions with teachers as well. And I was really proud of him because he stood his ground. And you would think that a university would be a place where independent thought is encouraged rather than discouraged. Yeah. But I have a feeling that that's changing very quickly. And our son was telling me about some guidance that he got from his professor. And then I mentioned to our son, you know, I don't know of anyone who has received good quality guidance from a guidance counselor at school. As a matter of fact, I avoided contact with guidance counselors at all costs when, you know, throughout my entire educational experience. I'm talking about high school, college, and, you know, master's degree. I decided that I did not want to be guided by them because if they were really good at what they did, they wouldn't be a guidance counselor. They'd have a, you know, real job. So is it the same in Australia?
You've got to remember as well that Freud was a drug addict and possibly a pedophile. So you've got to really question if anyone, if you want your kids being advised by anyone who has their main sort of psychological philosophy from a, you know, non-drug addict and suspected pedophile. Which Sigmund Freud was, you know, that's just a statement of historical fact. And you don't have to dig very deep to find that one either. Yeah.
Gwyneth, I've got you posted on page one of USA Prepare. So if anyone wants to contact you, let's go to usapreparers.com.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I've got an update for you. You know, Captain John Reagan's on the air with us Mondays and has been for years. And for the last few Mondays, he's been talking about how there is this service that you can watch movies, videos, for $1 each. And they are stripped of violence, nudity, profanity. Sounds great to me, you know? And so he's been talking about this. Well, I've got an update. Here it is, Bloomberg. Bloomberg.com. I'll post it on the website. I'll post a link. Here's the article. Disney, Fox win bid to shut sanitized streaming service. This was December 12th, 2016. Here it goes. By Edward Patterson. Walt Disney Company, 21st Century Fox Inc., and Time Warner units won court order shutting down Utah-based video streaming business that lets subscribers pay $1 to watch Hollywood movies stripped of nudity, violence, and profanity. There you have it. Can you imagine that? If you want to watch movies that are stripped of all the filth, Disney, Fox, 21st Century Fox, Inc., and Time Warner, they have a problem with that. They have a problem with filtering out the immorality and letting you watch movies with the immorality filtered out. Can you imagine that? So what would I do? Well, of course, I'm not going to Disney. I am not interested in watching 21st Century Fox trash, nor am I interested in Time Warner's trash. Not interested. That's just my opinion. Gwyneth, in your neck of the woods in Australia, you have mentioned to us that the law enforcers, the people with the radar guns, the weapons that they can point at you and squeeze that little trigger and kill you at will, those people pull women over. And, well, for some sexual favors, they will let that ticket go by the wayside.
That's right.
Is there an update that you... Okay, so if the women pull their pants down or the women provide a service to these blue plague, the cops that do that, you just might not get that ticket. Or they'll... Or how does
it'll
it work?
It'll be excused. It'll evaporate into the ether. Yeah. If you stand up to them, which incidentally I'm really glad that you brought this up, because I actually have a court date on this Thursday, the 15th of December, at the Bendigo Magistrates Court. Okay. In Bendigo, in Victoria, and if there's anyone in the listening area who lives in or around Bendigo, if you could come at about 9 a.m. to the Bendigo Magistrates Court and just provide some moral support to me, that would be really great, because the blue plague is dragging me before the so-called justice system. And, I would really appreciate as many friends as possible to be there, because I was T-boned by a road train earlier on this year, and the police are trying to make out that it was all my fault because obviously we drive on the left in this country. I was turning to the right. I had indicated to turn to the right, and this prime mover tried to overtake me on the right. And, you know, the blue plague is trying to make out that it's my fault that I got T-boned, because this prime mover tried to overtake me on the right after I had indicated to turn to the right. Never mind the fact that he was tailgating me. Never mind the fact that they never gave the guy a drug alcohol test. Never mind the fact that there has never been any evidence of any forensic analysis of the crash site. Never mind the fact that he could have killed me. No, and the thing is, it's actually the copper's name himself on the court case. So who do you think is planning to get the payout? Oh, yeah, and not only that, a little while back I had some precious stones returned to me, and guess who was the copper who showed up at my gate notifying me that my stolen property had been returned? It was the same copper.
Brandon, we're out of time. Keep us apprised of what the outcome of this...
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
432-6433. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.